Waltip Tula Raids, we are back. I see Big O on hold, Tennessee fan, one of the Vol Nation Army members. Okay, here's what I did. I just randomly pulled up. I searched. Ramona was having difficulty with it. I searched Rivals team rankings, and I saw a drop down that gave me yearly choices, and I just clicked on one of them. I clicked on 2018. And in 2018, okay, Tennessee finished 20th. They had 20 commits, so their class size was limited. They had 9 4-stars and 10 3-stars, and their average was 3.4 stars. I'm sorry. Their average today is 3.36. It's the exact same thing. You know, that's what I suggested earlier. That this is where they always are. It's a very similar recruiting profile to where they always are, where they've been, where they were most of those Butch Jones years. You know, so that's the reality of it. I want to talk about, again, the teams that represent the biggest challenge to Clemson or will over the next decade. Ohio State is number one on that list. LSU is 2. And Big O, I'm coming to you in a minute. I have some numbers here. Here it is. I'm going to say this until after I talk to Big O, because I'm going to want to restore some sanity after we speak to Big O. Big O, what's going on, Big O?
Whoa, what's happening, Walt?
How are you, Big O?
What are you talking about, recruiting? You talking about recruiting, Walt?
Yeah, recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it is what it is, Walt. It's recruiting. It's,
yeah.
What is it, May?
Yeah.
It's May,
yeah.
Walt.
Yeah, we're May. You know, Big O's already been Ramona the first minute of this conversation. He knows what month it is.
It's May, man.
It's May.
You sound like some of them other guys.
We're rolling now. Big O, we're off to a great start. We've established it's May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You talking about recruiting, right?
Yeah, I thought we established that, too.
What about the 5-star offensive linemen we got? Well,
who? Cade Mays?
You count them in there?
Cade Mays?
I think it's more than one.
Oh.
I might be wrong, but I think it's more than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not according to Rivals.
Okay. Well, wherever you want to go, you know, wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
Well, you're having a good day, huh? Talking about Tennessee, so it must be on your mind, a lot of people's mind. It must be doing something.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to people like you.
They got 36 guys in the NFL still, on NFL rosters, I think 36 or somewhere. I mean, somebody hadn't done anything. That's pretty good. Well, somebody hadn't done anything the last 20 years.
Yeah. Well, what have you done the last 20 years?
How many games did they win last year?
You played Indiana in a bowl game.
Did they win?
You beat Indiana 23-22.
Well, let me ask you this, Mo. Yeah. How many touchdowns did Trevor Lawrence throw in the playoffs?
Huh? What? Why? What does Trevor Lawrence have to do with Tennessee?
Well, what you said about our last game and how we played. I know Trevor Lawrence didn't play too good.
Okay. So wait a minute. So you think? I want to clarify. So you think playing Ohio State? You think playing Ohio State and LSU is the same thing as playing Indiana? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I didn't say that. I'm just talking about ball game.
Well, no, you did. You asked me who Trevor Lawrence last played. Trevor Lawrence last played real teams. One of those real teams stomped on Indiana 51-10. Trevor Lawrence beat the team. Here's what Trevor Lawrence did. Trevor Lawrence beat the team. Trevor Lawrence beat the team 51. He beat the team that beat Indiana 51-10.
But did it help him the next game against LSU and Ohio State?
I'm talking about Ohio State.
It didn't help him, though, did it? All I know is, well,
Trevor Lawrence beat Ohio State. Trevor Lawrence, hello, hello. Is this working? Trevor Lawrence beat Ohio State. You beat Indiana 23-24, 23-22, whatever the hell it was.
No, the referee beat, what? Ohio State.
Oh, the referees. Oh, the referees did it. Yeah.
Replay the tape, Bill Walt. Remember to watch the tape. Okay. Remember to watch the tape, Bill Walt, who won that game.
Indiana lost to Ohio State 51-10. Ohio State, that's the team Trevor Lawrence beat. They beat Indiana by 41. That's the team you beat by one.
What
hey, Big O. Big O, Big O, Big O, Big O, do me a favor. Look, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Wake me. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wake me. Wake me when you get a quarterback who can complete a forward pass.
Well, thank you. I think we got one.
Who?
We got one. You'll see, Walt.
Oh, I will. Yeah, we're in tunnel. I've seen him. I've seen him.
Yeah, we're going to be all right. You don't have to be don't need a great quarterback. Yeah. We just need a good quarterback. We got to handle all that.
Yeah. Look, the best – you want to talk about people on the front lines battling this virus? The best guy on the front lines, Jared Guarantano, because he's never going to throw a pass where any other human's going to touch it. You'd be safe. You'd be safe.
Okay,
That's a mean way to go.
Okay. I can't wait to come up to play. You suck, but you'll be safe. He looks like Grant Tardo. That's who Trevor Lawrence
You
like
suck, but you'll be safe, Big O. All right. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is Quarantana. Okay. All right. I got you. All right, Big O. All right.
Hey, what?
Pull a little closer to the bar.
The three running touchdown?
Yeah.
Great quarterback.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guy's gonna be. Yeah, you know what? You know, here's where you'll find. Here's where you'll find him at the. Here's where you'll find him. You were talking about Tennessee guys in the NFL. Here's where you'll find him at the start of the next draft. You'll find him in that first spot. Let me know where Jared Guarantano shows up.
Oh, he'll be like what's his name? Trubisky of Chicago. He'll be the next one. He'll be him. Oh
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is Mitch Trubisky. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Been a long time. Been a long time since Peyton Manning. You know, the Tennessee fans just live in this world of delusion. You know what I mean? You know, he's compared. Well, who did Trevor Lawrence lose to? You know, what did he do in the playoff? Oh, he beat Ohio State. Yeah, no, the officials beat Ohio State. The referees beat Ohio. No, well, Trevor Lawrence factually beat Ohio State. Dude, you beat Indiana 23-22. Indiana. Stop. You're going to be a 6-6 team again this year. You're going to be playing Indiana again. You make Indiana playing Indiana part of your schedule. I mean, we just get to the point where we're nuts. And I'm sorry, but the evidence says Tennessee's recruiting actually not really better than it's been before. You know what? You know what else? You know what, Rona? While we're myth busting, let me bust another myth.
Okay.
Let me bust a myth that this cheerleader down at Georgia Tech can recruit. You know, I said last year when people were trying to act like, well, look at the recruiting year Georgia Tech is having. Their recruiting was no better than it's ever been. They were just recruiting. They just had more spots available. But their per-star average was no better than it ever was under Paul Johnson. Well, clown show there, cheerleader boy, is Georgia Tech is 47th. They're averaging 2.63 stars per player. I mean, that blows oats. 2.63 stars per player. Jeff Collins was going to change Georgia Tech because he was going to be such a dynamic recruiter. He was going to do things there that Johnson couldn't do. You know what else he can't do? He can't coach. can't coach. Oh, yeah. And guess what? His recruiting actually is not better. It's worse. It's actually worse. So smiling cheerleader boy, kissing baby boy, can't recruit at all. Georgia Tech's in big trouble. Big trouble. They got to hope they can rely on the talent that Paul Johnson recruited prior to Collins getting there to save him this year, to see whether he can actually coach it up. But that's a bit of a dilemma. Okay, on the teams that will most challenge Clemson, I want to add this little tangent worth of information for a couple reasons. The Tennessee people think I'm bashing on them, Maroon. In a minute, the Miami fans are going to join that. I have no idea as to the accuracy of these numbers. I'm just going to say that in advance. I don't fully trust Pro Football Focus. That's just me. Pro Football Focus college numbers. This is, according to Pro Football Focus, total NFL snaps played from 2006 to 2019. I saw these numbers. I thought they were fascinating, if they're right. 2006 to 2019, total NFL snaps played. One, what college led the National Football League in most snaps played from 2006 to 2019? The Miami Hurricanes.
Miami.
It says Miami had 285,455 snaps. By the way, I'd love to be the jerk who has to count that.
Really? That seems like a weird stat.
I'd be looking for the highest building to jump off if that was my job. You know, hey, nerd, go sit in the corner. Tell me how many snaps Miami players had in the NFL from 2006 to 2019. No, that'd be no, especially when the number is 285,000. Okay, regardless, that's what the claim is. All right, so here's my first thought on that. What? I'm sorry. Where has the winning been? If Miami actually leads the National Football League in total snaps played from 2006 to 2019, where has the corresponding wins been? Where are they? Miami has basically sucked that entire time period. Where are the wins? How can you tell me that a team for that duration of time, that team had more NFL snaps than any other team by a fairly wide margin, and yet they've sucked the whole time? I mean, that is very strange. Okay. Number two, we can get back to some sanity. And number two is going to correlate to what we're talking about. Number one is a statistical outlier, which I can't explain. I would need to see where those snaps came from. It certainly didn't come from defensive linemen, because Miami didn't have a defensive lineman drafted in round one or round two of the NFL draft since 2008 with Calais Campbell. Number two is LSU with nearly 279,000 snaps. All right, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. And that's why LSU is number two on the greatest threats to Clemson the next 10 years. Because they already recruit great. They already fund the NFL. They win 10 games every year when they're playing dinosaur ball. But now they're playing real football. And now they have an identity that they didn't have before. And they're not just going to suddenly abandon that identity just because they lost a lot of guys. LSU's going to be a monster. When Ed Orgeron went to LSU, I said he would win national championships at LSU. People thought I was crazy. I said it was the right fit and that he'd win national championships at LSU. He's already done that, and I think he's going to win more. I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done. In any case, LSU, second on this list. Third on the list, Ohio State. with 265,000, just under. All right. Now you see the correlation. This is before we had the coaching element. All right. So Ohio State has the talent. They have the proven talent. They've proven it at the NFL level. And that's why, combined with Ryan Day, they're the biggest threat. LSU, second in that 2006 to 2019 period. That's why they're the threat, combined with the fact they now have modernized and weaponized their offense. Georgia, fourth on this list, 256,748. And then Southern Cal, fifth on this list, at 245,738. And the list only extended five deep. I don't know if, yeah, it was just a tweet. So it only extended five deep. So there's your list. Again, Pro Football Focus College, total NFL snaps played from 2006 through 2019. The Miami Hurricanes with more, again, there's no way I can rationalize. That doesn't make sense to me. I find that almost impossible to believe. But that's what it says, 285,435. LSU 2, 278,907. Ohio State 3, 265. I'm rounding these now. Georgia 4, 257. And Southern Cal 5, 246. Most snaps played in the NFL from 2006 to 2019. Len, I'll get to you on the other side. We'll get back to this conversation as well.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Metal Depots is your leading supplier of metal building and roof and wall components with superior quality and competitive prices. With all the storms that are affecting the Carolinas, we are here to help you with any repairs that you might need. We also offer our services to the general public. Stop by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont or give us a call at 864-295-0506. Metal Depots is here to assist you.
When you're looking for a new heating or air conditioning system, consider Upstate Service Solutions. They're currently offering a $500 Visa card with the purchase of an American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, there's a special financing offer through Wells Fargo. See dealer for details. Upstate Service Solutions, an independent American Standard dealer. Call 423-3606. That's 423-3606. Offer good through May 30th.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Grandlick. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, Ramona, during the break, I was munching on something called Flaming Hot Cheetos. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Oh yeah, Cheetos.
They came in a big box. Flaming Hot Cheetos. They're red. They're hot.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're hot. Flaming Hot Cheetos. I can confirm they're hot. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, it's Priority One. No one does it better than my friends at Priority One. As always, we come to you from the Priority One Security Studios. They're the best in the industry. Look, they're great people. They match every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign for 3 years. They wrote big checks. That's real. That's people trying to help prevent cancer right here in the upstate of South Carolina, where that money stays. That's not reason enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. And when they arrive at your home or your business, you're going to know immediately you're in the hands of the ultimate professionals. You may think you have an idea about your security. You're going to find out when they come out. Trust me when I tell you this. These people know what they're doing. So, look, security is a personal decision. It's not for everybody. I'm not telling you what to do. Maybe the bad guy never finds you. And then again, maybe he finds you 3 days from now. When you're ready to protect the people who matter most in this world to you, dial the number 288-1400, 288-1400. My friends at Priority One are waiting to help you. Let me get to Len, and I want to get back to this discussion of the greatest threats to Clemson over the next decade. To my way of thinking, teams 1 and 2 in that regard are Ohio State and LSU in that order. Len, how are you?
Good, and I agree with you. I'll jump right in on the discussion. I got in late, but so the fact that we're even talking about who's a threat to Clemson should make Clemson fans feel pretty good. Obviously, the conference isn't as good as we'd like it to be, but I think it's up and coming with some teams. I think North Carolina's up and coming, but Matt Brown, who knows how long he's going to be there. I'll tell you the team that I think is going to be a threat in conference in a couple years, I think Florida State's going to be back. I really think Norville is going to get them back, and I think Clemson's not going to have a cakewalk, and I don't want them to. As far as Ohio State, second favorite team, born up there, they've won before. Coach Day got there and no one after, but I agree. I think they're right there. I mean, they're recruiting at an extremely high level. The team, and I'm not going to go through all the teams, I think Alabama is slowly going to, you know, go down a little bit. But the team to keep an eye on is Tennessee. I think, I know everybody's talking about Georgia, but Kirby Smart, I mean, dear goodness, he's made some stupid decisions as far as quarterbacks, in-game management, losing a few recruiting battles here and there. I mean, I could recruit in Georgia. I mean, I think Tennessee might be the team to overtake Georgia in the East. And I think Pruitt is got a little more momentum there. So I'm not saying they're a threat to Clemson. I'm just saying they're a team to kind of keep your eye on. Florida State and Tennessee are my two dark horses. They're on the rise.
I like it.
But
I like Atlanta.
I don't know what your thoughts are. Can I say one thing about Dak Prescott? Because I've got to get this off my chest. I'm $45 million in fifth year. I don't care if it's the 10th year. Seriously. For the love of, I won't even, just get rid of them. Cut them. Get rid of them. Renew or take back the franchise tag. And I'm dead serious. As a Cowboys fan since 1977, 78, get rid of the guy. Because tell me this, Walt. If you broke it down into four tiers by eight, Dak Prescott is between 8 and 16 in the NFL as far as a quarterback. So that's just my thought.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's right. And I think more and more voices are starting to agree with that suggestion, Len. You know, we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, I'm starting to wonder about it myself. I get it. I mean, I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's not in this conversation of the elite, of the truly elite young quarterbacks in the game, in my mind. He's not of that ability. So, and I think he's good, but I don't think he's worth this type of money that we're talking about. It is the quarterback position, and a whole lot of guys who haven't been worth the money have been paid, you know? So
it's ridiculous. I'll say right now, the minute Trevor Lawrence enters the NFL, he's better than Dak Prescott. So I'm sticking to that. Bye. Thanks.
Thank you, Len. Tennessee fan called a couple minutes ago. Doesn't think he's better than Jared Guarantano. You know, again, I think Tennessee has some work to do. I'm not ready to put them in that category. And then remember, Gamecock Will's intelligent suggestion from earlier today that if Pruitt shows some signs of life and success, he's not going to be at Tennessee long. He'll be the next coach at Alabama. That is very conceivable. Very conceivable. You know, Kirby Smart's a Georgia guy. He's not going back to Alabama unless they throw him out. And I don't foresee that happening. But if you choose,
if they
Jake
threw him out, the Alabama people wouldn't want him. Yes,
probably. If you choose Jake Fromm over Justin Fields too many times, they will be throwing you out. Road Warrior writes, can't make this up. I've got a Georgia fan saying, give Fromm Clemson's receivers, and they beat the crap out of LSU. So I asked a simple question. You're suggesting Fromm is better than Lawrence. His answer, stronger arm, no. Better quarterback, yes. Jake Fromm, better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. It's like Road Warrior says, that's why one guy goes in round five and one guy is going to be the number one overall pick of the draft. I mean, it's utterly laughable. Jake Fromm is exactly he was drafted in exactly the appropriate range, as we said all along. He was not a top 100 player. Never believed for one second he was a top 100 player. And it turns out he wasn't. So, you know, the NFL viewed it the same way. All right, on the leading challengers to Clemson, the period of the next 10 years. One, I have Ohio State. Two, I have LSU. Three, I have Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is third for two reasons. One, tradition of excellence. In other words, there's always going to be talent at Oklahoma. And two, Lincoln Riley. And Lincoln Riley is right there with Ryan Day in terms of offensive genius amongst the younger head coaches in college football. He's right in that conversation. And he's flirting with this thing. And he's a smart guy, very smart guy. Trust me, he knows where they've fallen short. And he'll clean those areas up. He'll clean those areas up. And when he does, I think that Oklahoma is going to be a team that wins national titles. I think that's pretty obvious to me. In fact, I think Spencer Rattler will probably win Oklahoma national title under Lincoln Riley's direction, as long as he stays focused and straight. And then number four for me is Georgia. You know, much like I said, Ed Orgeron would win titles there. When I said when Urban Meyer went to Florida, I said Urban Meyer would win titles there. I've said Kirby Smart would win titles at Georgia. I'm a little concerned about his direction right now. I'm a little concerned that, you know, he needs to figure some things out. Georgia is by far the most fascinating team in college football this year because of all the uncertainty and the unknown. They lost a lot on offense. It appears that they're setting themselves up to go air Kirby. But is that really going to happen? Is he really going to commit to that? Is he really going to have enough time? You know, because again, if that was the plan, is it still the plan, given the fact you didn't have spring football? By the way, let me interject this here. Rodney forwarded me this earlier from Pete Thamel, because this is paramount to this entire discussion. Sources. The NCAA Division I Council voted to approve voluntary athletic activities in football, men's basketball, women's basketball to start June 1st to go through June 30th. There had been a moratorium on that through May 31st. Other sports will be acted on a later date. So, in other words, according to Pete Thamel, you now have the go-ahead for college athletics. That's the first step.
To start practicing and everything?
Yeah. I mean, so that's where we're headed, and that's where we've been headed all along. I've always believed, and I have never wavered from this, that college football was coming. I've said I don't know exactly what it would look like, but I knew it was coming. I never believed Herb Street or anybody else who was spinning that story of there wasn't going to be college football this year. And I think it's becoming more and more obvious by the day that, in fact, football is coming. And sports is coming back. And again, it's a strange new world. And it may not look like what we know and what we've come to expect. You know, will there be fans? Will there not be fans? If there are fans, how many will be allowed in? Who will choose who gets allowed in? You know, how will the seating work? I don't know the answers to those questions. I just have always believed in my heart of hearts that sports was coming, and not for sports' sake itself, but as a tangible sign of our recovery, as a necessary sign of our progress. And that certainly seems to be the case. All right. I have Georgia number four on my list of the most significant challengers to Clemson in the next decade. And I still think that Georgia has the recruiting, again, as evidenced by the total number of snaps thing in the NFL, they're fourth. Well, they're fourth on my list here too. Now, by the way, I had assembled my list of 10 teams before I saw this pro football focused total NFL snaps played from 2006 to 2019. But there turns out I have a correlation to my list. Number five on my list, and this will go right to Len's point of just moments ago. Number five is Florida State. I know how many terrible things I've said about Florida State in the last few years. And quite honestly, I was right about every single stinking one of those things. All these people who talked about Florida State's talents, they were the ones who had it wrong. They didn't have talent. They didn't have talent where you needed it. They didn't have talent at the line of scrimmage. They couldn't block. And if you can't block, you can't win. And it's just that simple. It's been a program. It's been a disgrace. I mean, they lost seven games by an average of like 22 points a game. They got blown out repeatedly. But I think Mike Norvell is the guy to get them back. I think he is the guy. And when you get the right guy, change can come faster than you think. Now, again, he has an uphill battle this year because of the circumstances he inherited. I don't mean just at Florida State. I mean with the pandemic. And again, an all-new staff, new offense. This does not play in his short-term favor. But I'm talking about a 10-year period. And over a 10-year period, I think Florida State is going to rebound. They're not going to stay down forever. They've been down long enough. And I think they are set to rebound. So I put Florida State as team five. I'll tell you who I have in 6 through 10 and why. But in my mind, the top five challenges to Clemson's collegiate superiority. And again, understand that the framework of this whole discussion is based on Clemson's superiority. The framework is how these teams are going to compete against Clemson. And Clemson has earned that position. I'm telling you where I think the most significant challenges are going to come from. And one is Ohio State, two is LSU, three is Oklahoma, four is Georgia, five is Florida State. I'll tell you who 6 through 10 is, and you will notice you haven't heard Bama yet. Walter Tula Road Rage, we'll take a quick break here. Michael and Robert, I'm coming to you. Before I do that, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. You are about out of time. I don't know what the numbers say. You need to go see Taj at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Started with 118 residences. The vast majority of the 2 and 3 bedrooms are spoken for. There's still a couple, I think. There's still choice units. Trust me, this is paradise for a Clemson fan. There's still time for you to go and take the tour and find out what you'll be missing, what you'll be snoozing on if you don't leap at these last opportunities. There are still a few prime 2 and 3 bedroom units. There are still studios. It's ownership. It's hotel services. It's like a self-contained city. And it's the most beautiful parcel of land. Heaven sent. There's nothing like it. View of the lake. View of the stadium. Insane pool, hot tub, farm-to-table restaurant. I mean, they have it all at Lakeside Lodge. Modified hotel services. So you can mess it up and not clean it up. Go see Taj while there's still a chance. 906 Tiger Boulevard. Don't blow your last opportunities. Walter Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
It's time for another Solid Orange Clemson Classic replay this Saturday at 10 a.m. Relive the second national championship of the Dabo Sweeney era as the Tigers and the Crimson Tide face off in the championship game of the 2019 college football playoff. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. 44-16, the Tigers and the Tide. This Clemson Classic game replay Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, Low Country Mail. Weberhelp.com.
It's cookout time, and the Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready with grills by Weber, Broilmaster, Big Green Egg, Fire Magic, and the Louisiana Wood Pellet Grill. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has been serving Greenville's outdoor grillers for 40 years. Gas grills available for natural or propane gas and come fully assembled. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
When you're looking for a new heating or air conditioning system, consider Upstate Service Solutions. They're currently offering a $500 Visa card with the purchase of an American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, there's a special financing offer through Wells Fargo. See dealer for details. Upstate Service Solutions, an independent American Standard dealer. Call 423-3606. That's 423-3606. Offer good through May 30th.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. In need of an oil change? Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast, your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
For 25 years, Husqvarna auto mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna auto mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna auto mowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna auto mower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna auto mower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna auto mower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line. 864-986-1566. From The Roar.
Tula Road Rage. You know, I don't know where this show went. I mean, it's just been all college football talk. And I had like 50 other things I wanted to get to. We haven't even been able to get to any of them. So you know, sometimes it just goes that way. We haven't left the college football conversation. It's been that all day. And I have some other things I want to get to. And people are asking about my movie review, too. That's been moved to tomorrow. Time's not going to allow for it today. I'm going to get a couple of these callers in. I'm going to wrap up this conversation about Clemson's most significant challenges the next decade. Before I do any of that, quickly, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let Kelly tell you. Now, again, I just pulled some reviews randomly. I didn't even check these days, but some of these are like 3 days ago. And then there's this one that was actually 3 months ago. This was from Kelly. Kelly wrote, "Thank you guys so much. I've had my truck for a week now. Couldn't be happier, not only with the truck, but with the whole experience. From the first phone call to the handshake when leaving was the smoothest buying experience I've ever had. Even got a handwritten thank you card from my salesperson, Patrick. These guys are great. They really care. So glad I found my truck at your dealership. Definitely worth the 450-mile drive to get it. Great small-town atmosphere with the friendliest people I've ever met at a dealership. Next time I look for a vehicle, I'll check with you first. Thanks again. By the way, this is my first Google review ever." How about that, Ramona?
That's good. The fact that she's never reviewed anything, that shows you right there.
Right. And again, I think it speaks the distance some of these people are coming and everything else.
450 miles.
Right. Their experience. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of auto dealerships in their 450-mile journey, and yet they went to George Golan Ford anyway. And so should you, because for 90 years, you've been treated like you deserve to be treated. Yes, the vehicles cost less. Cars cost less than traveler's rest. Yes, there are never any dealer fees or service fees. These are important things. But we all want to be treated the way we expect to be. At least that's what we should be able to expect. You know what else you should expect? You should expect that somebody sells you a car today is still going to be in business a month from now. Well, for George Coleman Ford, they've been in business for 90 years worth of months. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Trust me. Let me get Michael in. I want to get Robert in too, and I want to tell you who my last five biggest threats to Clemson over the next decade are. Michael. Oops. There we go. Michael. How are you, Michael?
Hey, Walt, long time no hear, man. Hey, how you been doing?
Yeah. Good. Appreciate you getting in.
That's good. Yeah. I just sort of been out, you know, with this stuff happening. But I was calling. I heard the same thing what you heard today about the NCAA going to start having the workouts.
Yep.
I guess supposed to start in June. Next month. June, yeah. And that's the first promise thing I heard. But have you heard also this, that some of the colleges, universities have been saying that if they the kids not back on campus, that they don't think it's going to be a football season. And I know, like, I know some of the colleges now is planning on, like, doing everything, I guess, to virtual learning. And I know, like, in my son's school district here in Anderson, they just told us to keep our computers. So that made me thinking that this fall we might be still doing the same thing, because right now I'm tired of doing all this home teaching. I got a sixth grader and a first grader.
Oh, man, Michael. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. No, I understand that notion, Michael. Yeah. No, I can't answer the specifics of your son's school and whether they're going to get back to business, but I do think around the country, college football is going to be played.
Well, that's like the whole, like, District 5 in Anderson. They just told them don't even turn in their computers. Just keep them over the summer. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen, like, this fall, but I think the NFL probably will mature.
Hey, Michael, you know, Michael, long term, Michael, you might develop a side gig. Maybe you do tutoring on the side.
it might have to do that way for real. Give me a little extra cash coming in.
That's right.
But I hope that football season do come to this fall, though, you know. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, I'm just that's the first good report I heard that came out today. Just some of the other ones, some of the college presidents, they were saying if the college kids not going to be on campus, that they don't say they can have a football season. So,
yeah, I think some of that is starting to turn. I think you're starting to hear the positive messages more. I think even some of these states are starting to sort of relax their previous stated positions. So I think we're headed towards football. I don't think there's much question about it.
Well, that would be good, because there's nothing else on TV.
That's right. That's true. You know, Michael, you're 100% right. Unless even if you are on Netflix or something like that, but if you're not, if you're just like regular satellite or cable, television sucks. I mean, it just sucks. Yeah. It's just absolutely awful. I got like 180 channels or something. There's not a friggin' thing to watch. I mean, it's just, and there's so many just pathetic shows on. I mean, just absolute friggin' garbage. And it sort of speaks to who we are. It's a little scary. All right, Michael, I got to run. Good talking to you as always.
All right, well, you too, man. You take care, man.
Thank you, Michael. Well, let me get Robert in here. Oh, before I get to Robert, because I don't want to run out of time. Robert, hold on a minute. My first five greatest threats to Clemson in order the next decade. 1, Ohio State, 2, LSU, 3, Oklahoma, 4, Georgia, 5, Florida State, 6, Alabama. Alabama makes this only by virtue of the fact I think they're still a threat the next 3 or 4 years. I think you want cycling out, it's Bama. And the latter 5 years of the next decade, I don't think Bama's going to be much of a factor at all. But they're still in this hunt for the next 3 or 4 years, so that's why they're 6. 7 for me is Southern Cal. I think Southern Cal is about to have a rebirth as well. I think there are already signs of it. You know, again, if you look at the number of NFL snaps from 2006 to 2019, Southern Cal is 5 right now. In the Rivals recruiting ranking, Southern Cal is 4. They have a superstar young quarterback in Slovis. I think they're starting to get something going again. And you knew Southern Cal wouldn't stay down forever. 8 is Florida. I do think there's some sign of life in Florida with Dan Mullen and recruiting standpoint. 9 is Oregon. You know, again, I think Mario Cristobal is a very good coach, and I think they have something going on at Oregon again. And 10 is Penn State. Whether I like or dislike Franklin, I think he has something going on with the Penn State program. So that's my list of the top threats to Clemson over the course of the next decade. Robert.
Walt, you know, all right?
Yeah, how are you, Robert?
Well, I'd be doing better if I wasn't wearing a sweatshirt on the 20th of May.
Yeah, a little nippy out today.
It's nasty. Before I get to your challenges to Clemson, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think Billy Napier is going to be the next head coach at Alabama. He just looks like the next coach of Alabama.
I just don't see it. He's got a lot of ground. Look, we're not talking immediate, so maybe 5 years from now, maybe it's not immediate. So we'll see how he evolves into.
That's the key point. We're not talking about next year, the year after, and probably not the year after that.
Yeah.
So, but I can't believe you had Oregon 9th on the biggest challenges to Clemson.
Why is that?
I just think Oregon, with what Mario Cristobal is doing out there, with the recruiting he's doing, with the backing of Nike and everything, I'm telling you, Oregon is a team on the rise, and I would put them definitely above Florida State in the next 10 years.
I would be shocked. You know, look, here's the thing, Robert. National championships have been won at Florida State. How many national titles have been won at Oregon in modern football?
Yeah, none, but they played for them.
Yeah, so they played for them, but they haven't won them. And I think that's sort of who they are. And Mario Cristobal is just, I like the guy, but he's just way too conservative of a coach to win at the highest level in the time frame we're playing in. I do think he's got something going defensively, and I think from a physical standpoint, and they do have Nike money, but, you know, you mentioned recruiting, and their recruiting has been pretty good, but I'm looking at this 2021 recruiting rankings, and I don't even see them here in my notes. They're certainly not in the first, let's see, where are they? I don't know, I'd have to look for them, but they're not
well,
in the top.
They just got a commitment from a huge offensive lineman out of Arizona, one of the top offensive linemen in the country. But do you not put any credence on their play at the end of the year last year when they opened things up and got a little more, you know, wide open?
Well, I mean, Justin Herbert was their quarterback and he's gone. I mean, I don't know.
Talking, you know, do you not think they opened it up a little bit towards the end of the year last year? Especially in the bowl game against Wisconsin.
I think they opened it up in terms of the running game. You know, I think they ran the quarterback more, which is something they hadn't done a lot of. But they didn't go Air Herbert, and they didn't have the weapons to go Air Herbert. That was a big part of the problem. They had no real talent on the outside. We live in a world right now where
you know, almost all these teams have talent on the outside. The one who doesn't is Oregon. And that's why I can't put them higher than nine. I mean, when we talk about greatest challenges, say again.
I'll put money on Cristobal opening it up before Kirby Smart does. How about that?
Well, I don't know. I think Kirby Smart got a firsthand dose of what failing to open it up does to you this year with the LSU experience. And I think we're already seeing some movement in that direction with his offensive coordinator choice and with bringing in Jamie Newman. Now, again, I think there are things happening in the world that may shortchange that. We'll have to see. Robert, I'll tell you what, call me back tomorrow. We'll pick up this discussion because we're done for the day. Amazingly, the show's over. Fastest 4 hours of radio. Thank you all. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Welcome back in on a Wednesday. Hour number two. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by